At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It is a Monday. Last time I checked, Chad Hartman here. Josh is here. You just heard Taylor. We'll be here until 3. One party is always united and one party seemingly always is divided. And another example that took place at Target Center on Saturday. Some people think of Omar Fata, and they think of a democratic socialist, and think, fantastic. This is what we need. Feel the burn. Bernie Sanders and the energy he had in the 16 election, presidential election, the 20, even this year when he was on the road with AOC. Biggest crowds for any Democrat outside of Barack Obama, and Barack Obama's not out there right now. Bernie still brings in more people. So the state senator, along with other candidates who are left of Jacob Frey, who is a classic liberal. It's not like Jacob is a center-right person, a conservative. No. Well, yeah, compared to the city council, he's Ronald Reagan. But what a shocker. Confusion, uncertainty, ballots going to spam. Should we do paper ballots? No. Then the Frey folks are leaving. And there's confusion. Whereas Donald Trump, outside of Epstein, and we may get to that again later today, because yesterday was 6 months after the 6 months since the president was elected, the Republicans walk behind Donald Trump every single time, seemingly, outside of Jeffrey Epstein, and the president is trying desperately to distract you from that story. He's even got an AI now of Barack Obama getting arrested, picking up, I don't know what we do on Truth Social. I'm not on Truth Social. I'm not on Blue Sky. Do we retruth it, Josh? I guess I don't really know.
That's a good question.
We truth it again? Yeah. Where... And because Tulsi Gabbard is trying to get back in the good graces of Donald John Trump, she's going back to Barack Obama manipulating Russian involvement. Just go to the Senate bipartisan investigation on the 2016 election. Bipartisan. Everybody in the committee agreed that Russia was involved and wanted Donald Trump to win. Robert Mueller was a disaster at the hearing. He was feeble. He was overwhelmed. You can debate the coordination because that's enormous part of it. But it's clear cut that Russia was trying for Donald Trump to win. So outside of these blips, Republicans are Trump's our guy. Trump's our guy. Trump's our guy. And where are Democrats? Because 1 year ago today, you know what happened? Joe Biden, I don't know, about 3 years late, said he's not running for president in 2024. Anybody who was paying any attention for multiple years could see that Joe Biden was not the same person. And people, let's just be really clear about this. Democrats were lying. They were lying. When they said, you should see him behind the scenes. He's like Einstein. No. Aging for some individuals happens quickly. For others, they're 98 and they're razor sharp and Joe Biden was slipping. So they, you had a divide on that. And now you have folks who are energized by Omar Fatah, and maybe he's the next mayor of Minneapolis, and a Democratic social representing the further left of the party. We've got Mamdani in New York City, another Democratic socialist. And then you have others, folks, saying, no, 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 no. Our problem has been we've moved further to the left, and we can't do that. Democrats, and by the way, I'm not saying one party always has to say, we've got one message, and we're never leaving it. But right now, ever since a certain guy came down the escalator, that's it. Donald Trump is their guy. Did you see his tweet the other day about this? Oh, no, I'm on my phone. You know, you're rarely on your phone. Ah, sorry, I got to go to a meeting in Canada. But on the general policy positions, they're with him. Democrats are all over the place. Now, let's put this in perspective. Jacob Frey didn't win the endorsement in 21. He didn't win the endorsement in 17. Tim Walz wasn't winning endorsements. Mark Dayton wasn't winning endorsements. When you're showing up on a glorious Saturday, July 19th, you are a true, true, true believer in the direction you want the party to go. And just like when Republicans have selected Jeff Johnson over Tim Pawlenty or Scott Jensen over other more center-right candidates, when it's the endorsement process, who shows up? Further to the right, further to the left. Do I personally want, does that reflect my politics, a Democratic socialist? No. Do I think the city needs to be taxed more? No. Do I think it needs a dramatic increase in minimum wage? No. Do I think we need rent control? No. I'm not calling for Steve Bannon to take over. I'd like to see a Republican who actually had a chance. But Jacob Frey and the positions of others who are in that general area. And again, he's a liberal. I don't even count him as a center-left person, but you know what he does? He gets the business component. And the city council, I think, doesn't. Now, Omar Fatah is his state senator. But the city council is what? 9 of the 13 folks who want a Democratic socialist. I thought it was very interesting that Jacob Frey had Hennepin County Sheriff Dwana Witt introduce him. This is someone in Jacob Frey who I've had that exchange with him over and over and over again on this show. We don't do it as much now because it was 5 years ago, and I was also highly critical. The first few days, his handling of the George Floyd riots, not the protests, not the murder, riots, was not good enough. And then that's when Tim Walz waited multiple days too long for the National Guard. So that criticism is just, but compared to a lot of people in politics in the city of Minneapolis, whether people who don't agree with Jacob Frey want to accept this or not, he's much more aligned with law enforcement than many of his opponents or many of his fellow members of the political apparatus. Brian O'Hara is not shying going out of the way in praising Jacob Fry. Not saying that a lot with city council members. Juana Witt, the Hennepin County Sheriff, very popular so far. She introduces him and praises him. And again, what else is new? There's confusion with a Minneapolis convention. How much testing did they do of this when you're setting the ballots through your online process and you're voting, and where a lot of the ballots are going, they're ending up in spam. Did we try this out? This sounds like me trying to put something together at my house. And then, should we go to paper ballots? No, yes, no, yes. And then Fry leaves. Fry and his supporters leave, whether it's a quorum or on a protest. And within hours, in fact, maybe even minutes, they're going to file this state challenge saying that there were hundreds more people who were at the convention and their votes didn't show up. If you're there and you're going to spend 7, 8, 9 hours on a Saturday in July, you're voting. So that seems pretty valid. Does this put Fry in a weaker position? To some level, yes. How much? I don't know. Because I gave it to you before. He wasn't endorsed in 17 or 21. They haven't had somebody in the city for the mayor's position get 60% or more in 16 years. It's a little different statewide because it's not quite as left as Minneapolis. But again, Walls, Dayton, don't get the endorsement. So when I lay this all out for you, the Democrats scattered. Republicans with Trump. What does that say to you? Then in this race, where it's one moment, and by the way, there's no, okay, whoever wins the primary later, geez, wonder what's going to happen in the, the ranked choice voting is going to be interesting. There's no Republican factor. So this is just the Democrats. Do you want Minneapolis, whether you live there or not, to be represented by more left-leaning politics? It's as simple as that. And I know there are plenty of people in our audience who say, well, I really like a Republican. That's not going to happen. I'd have no problem with greater representation on the right. None. No, not far right. Just like I've made it very clear, I'm not a fan of the far left, the extremes. Does this concern you? Does this excite you? Do you think it is a significant negative factor for Fry? Because I'm not willing to say that. I don't think it's close to that. Now, what sort of momentum happens the next couple months off this? That's still to be seen. And then what happens with these other candidates who are also left to Fry? If they continue to stay in the race, they're going to divide ranked choice voting. But if they get out, does that hurt Fry even more? What do you want to say? Text and calls on the Wheeler hotline today. No Harrigan, no sponsor. You can sponsor this. It's available. Call the Sales Brain Wizards and put some money down. 651-461-9226. What do you want to say about Democrats divided, Republicans will follow Donald through fire? And what are you thinking about what took place Saturday when most of us were doing other stuff? But this is the biggest city in the state. This is the economic engine of the state. If you want Minneapolis financially to suffer, you're a fool. You may not go. You may not agree that it's safe. You may not agree that it has what you want. But the more our bigger cities prosper, for all sorts of reasons, it's better for the state. What do you want to say? Phone call or text. Text are ready. 651-461-922. Oh, my God. Are you serious? Why are you playing this horrible song?
I mean, I'll agree with you.
Okay. What is the theme today other than songs I hate? Because I think this is
I've been on a hot streak with that, by the way. Glenn Fry a couple weeks ago.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. As you know, one year ago today, we had Joe Biden step away from the race.
Okay, turn this down. Turn this off.
Let's get rid of it.
Joe steps down. Yep. So what's the theme here?
It is bands that ended up replacing.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Their front man.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that tells you how good Journey is when a karaoke guy can replace Steve Perry. Okay. When, you know, you can just get the karaoke guy who can step in.
Yeah.
So, you know. There you go. Among the texts, a lot coming in on Democrats seemingly divide. Oh, there's no doubt Democrats are much more divided than Republicans. What happened at Target Center is another example. And then, do you want a Democratic socialist? Do you want the politics further to the left? Do you think this matters how much? I think it matters a little bit, but not a lot. Because these are small, it's a small group in a big city. That's the point of one of the textures. How many votes make up the 60%? Does the DFL really think 250, 300 votes make up a mandate in the city of 350,000? Numbers aren't quite right in how many people voted. But you could say the same thing when the Republicans gather and they've endorsed Jeff Johnson, when they've endorsed Scott Jensen, and that's a state of where we at, like 5.5 million or something like that, and a couple thousand are there. Yeah. The endorsement process does very little for me because it continues to move further and further from the center. The Republicans will never figure it out. They will never endorse someone in the middle, which is why they will always lose statewide races. Well, let's see what happens this year. Tim Pawlenty, frequent guest of this show, has talked many, many times on this show about the Republicans. You need to change the brand. And they have run people, at least the way they stood politically at the time when they're in those races, who did not have a chance to win. Now, Scott Jensen came here after he was on Michael Broadcorp's podcast first. And what was it, about a year after the election, and said, I went the wrong way. I went too far to the right. I was consumed with other information. Okay, he's back in the race again. Who is he going to be? Is he going to be the Scott Jensen in studio here for an hour regretting how he moved for the right? Is he going to be the same Scott Jensen who, as a state senator, was someone who made deals with Democrats? Or is he going to be somebody further to the right who was buying in the furries and all the other nonsense? And I can give you a list of other Republicans who had no chance. They're Republicans who have an opportunity to win. But can they win the primary? And let's see. You know, it's a little bit of, you know, Fry is more to the center of the city council for sure to his top opponent right now. But I'd be curious to see who ends up going out to vote when we get to later in the year. More text. Are you saying the Democrats in every case do not fall in line with Biden, Obama, Pelosi? Are you sure about that? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. As an example, Obama and Pelosi wanted Joe Biden out months and months and months before. Dean Phillips is still a Democrat, and he is a centrist. Josh Shapiro, much more of a centrist. Bernie Sanders, AOC, Omar Fatah, Mamdani in New York, much more to the left. Republicans, even ones who were more center-right, have moved to align themselves with Donald Trump, who completely changed his politics from who he was in New York City because he saw it as an opportunity, and he was 100% to the right. 100% correct, because he's won two times. I don't agree with his politics, but he's ended up winning multiple elections. I hope Vada wins. Minneapolis needs to hit rock bottom before the residents stop electing the socialists. So think about that idea. You want the biggest city in the state with the businesses and the commerce and the restaurants and the individuals who bring in a great deal of money to the state of Minnesota, which benefits the rest of the state. You want it to hit rock bottom. That is asinine to me. I don't want, even if Donald Trump is someone I won't spend 1 second considering voting for, I hope he's the greatest president ever. And our country benefits because of him. I personally don't think it's going to happen. I hope I'm wrong. I don't want to see the country fall flat on its face. Bill Maher was dazzled when he met Trump. What was that, months ago? Remember when Bill Maher said, I'm really hoping for a recession? I don't want a recession. I don't want an attack on the country. That talk is utter nonsense to me. More text. The citizens of Minneapolis want to keep electing further left individuals, and the city fails. I might smile just a little bit. It's the citizens' fault. Again, it's the same point. Come on. You can look and say, that's not who I want. The city would be better off. But if you think the state, with all the financial implications, is better, if Minneapolis and St. Paul, the two by far biggest cities, aren't having success, you need to go back and take an econ class and just look a little bit more. More text. Several on the council are avowed police defunders and dismantlers. Fry is not. He has kept the worst impulses of social leaning council in check. I think there's plenty of truth in that point. Fry, Vita, Rainville, Paul Lozano. Listen to the reality and concerns of small business. The DSA policies harm small businesses. Small businesses are struggling. We are bleeding small businesses in Minneapolis. I think that is a view that I agree with personally. I just work here. I don't live here. I've lived in Minneapolis for 3 years. I've worked in Minneapolis every year, well, almost every year, since I came back in 1990. So I want the city to prosper. Left-leaning politics is not where I am at. So let's see how this plays out down the road. Oh, no, one more text. If you're truly a centrist, they don't allow you to be a Democrat. Dean Phillips is a centrist. Give me a break. There are Republicans who clearly were centrist, but you know what happens to them? They go away. Because it's not worth fighting Trump, the bully, at this point. So the idea that Democrats don't have socialists, there are people who will be running for president who are much closer to the center. And let's see if they win. Because right now, if you just judge by energy and excitement, the further left is creating that excitement.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.